Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord God, for a new decade. We thank you, Lord, for a new year. We thank you, Father, that we have the let's go. We have the attitude no matter what. Father, we got the attitude that we are committed. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that there's an enemy out there that's trying to bring our faith line down. But Father, I thank you for the grace of God. We're going to put it back up and we're going to keep marching on. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father. No matter what, this is going to be a great year. No matter what, we're going to do what it takes to cross over into another dimension. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're just going to pick up on part two here. We talked about it a little bit New Year's night and no matter what, commitment and reciprocity. You know, you have to have that no matter what attitude. You have to have that embedded in you with a renewed mind, because if you don't, the enemy gonna make sure that situation and circumstance gonna come up to cause you to waver, that gonna cause you to wanna back up and not go forward. We have to have that no matter what commitment there, so we can press in and receive what God has for us. So if there's no commitment, and that's the key, if there's no commitment, then it's going to be difficult for your life to change, for your life to take off to another dimension if there's no commitment. What are you committed to? Some people never commit to nothing. Some people never just throw their all in there, all in. Some people never do that. And you can look at their life and they can, not that we judge nobody by no stretch of imagination, but they can look and we can look at our life and we know where we bagged up. We know where we quit. We know where we quit going on. So let this be a year, whatever we put our hand to, let's make a determination. I'm going to see it come to pass. And there's some areas that we need to have commitment in. There's some areas that we need to be able to press on and keep on. And number one is the principle of God. This is just a review from that tonight. The principle of God. In other words, it's God's word. We need to get to the place that we believe his word about whatever it may be. Whatever the word is that we study, put it to practice. Get committed. Be committed to that. If it ain't nothing but love, it said love one another. Don't be hateful, and I'm not saying that you do here at Agape or nothing like that, but I'm just trying to give you a scenario. You know, love one another. Be forbearing with one another. Be mindful of one another's needs. Make a commitment that you're going to help people in any way that you can. Make a commitment that you're going to get a hold of the scripture. Whatever he say, you're going to do it. Make a commitment one by one. Knock them off. Check them off. One by one, get a hold of the word of God and walk it out. Walk it out. Many times we quit and give up before we can see the manifestation of things taking place. But let's make a commitment that the principle of God, we're going to be committed to it. And then let's make a commitment to the church. Make a commitment to our church, that you're going to do what it takes to see the church blossom. Make a commitment to that. And it's all, we all at a different level. It's not, watch this here, it's not equal giving. It's not equal working. It's not equal of anything, but it's just obedient to whatever you do. Obedient to what you give. Obedient to being on your post. Obedient to being there because people are dependent on you. Just be committed to that. And second, be committed to thirdly, we said, number one, the principle of God, and then the church, and then your family. Be committed to your family. Yeah, there's some people in all our family, they don't measure up, or you don't think that they're doing things that is right or pleasing or even up to your expectation. But guess what? It need to be a commitment to them. We're going to work through this here. We're going to make it. We're going to make it work. I'm not giving up on you. I'm not giving up on the relationship because we are family, no matter what they do or don't do. Because you know something? Watch this here. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And then last, number four, make a commitment to your dream. Whatever you have in your heart, whatever you believe God is saying for you to do, your purpose, your plan, be committed to it. Do what you need to do to see it come to pass. Hebrews chapter 13, let's go to verse 5. If you got it, so praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5. Watch what it says. Let your conversation be without covenant, and be content with such things as ye have. Be content with such things as you have. You know, just be thankful. Be content. Sure, we know that that is more. Sure, we know that God have much more for us, that we can go to another level and another height. But even right there, you know, until you get there, just be satisfied. Be thankful. Be thankful. Watch what it says as we go on here. And it said, and be content with such thing as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the commitment that God has for you and I. He committed to you and I. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter how many times we fail or miss the mark, I want you to know his love for you and I. He's still committed to it. He's still committed to you and I.